Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Are you struggling and trying to solve your problems and hang-ups in your life? Are you aware that God is speaking to you through those He has placed all around you? Is it possible to live a life where you are being transformed every day by His appearing in those He is coming forth in?
I used to think that God in the sky was going to meet me every day and come down from heaven and speak to me every day and give me great revelations and visions every day. But what I'm finding is actually He's doing that through my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. If I'm open and I'm listening and I'm not looking at those around me with a familiarity in a way that I'm not really realizing that God's speaking through those that He's set in my midst, if I'm aware that Christ is in them and I open my heart and my spirit to hear the voice of the Lord and His presence, you're already in the parousia. You are already, right. Christ is already coming forth in the earth. Everybody's looking for Christ to come out of the clouds and take a seat on the throne. Mm-hmm. And that'll happen. But I got a feeling He wants to make every enemy a footstool of His feet first. And we're the ones that do that. His body does that. And so because we are His body, that means Christ dwells. It's not just a doctrine. People talk about it. If they really and truly believe it, then they're seeing Christ in their brother. Then their lives are exciting. It's not dull because you're realizing Christ is coming forth with those around me. I got to open my ears and eyes and look and listen because I'm being transformed, or I would be transformed if my spirit's open to the word in my brothers and sisters. If my spirit, my heart's open to the impartation out of their mouth, it's just so real. It's just so practical. It's not this ethereal thing.
Right.
It's just a thing of faith.
Yeah.
Right.
Faith. Not necessarily everybody around you is perfect. No, it's a human vessel. Christ dwells in an imperfect human vessel. And that's the miraculous thing about it. God's word, God's spirit can move through these humble channels of clay and impart Himself. That's a miracle.
Yes.
Yeah, I really want to take off on this a little because our minds can still limit what God can do. God is not limited by anything.
Right.
And so as you're walking down the street and maybe someone says hi to you first, but maybe they say a comment, that can be the Lord telling you something very easily. And so, as each of us have said in different ways, we have to be attuned to His word, to what He wants to share and say to us, because it can come from anywhere,
right.
Anyone. And that's my encouragement to everyone, is just start listening, paying attention. And so, if we remove the restrictions and the I don't believe that part, if we remove it, then He's free to connect with us even through a donkey.
Yeah.
You know, whatever He sees fit to talk to you about or to show you something, you know, He will do it. He's faithful. If you're constantly seeking Him, He will be known one way or another. And that's what's so exciting, because it's not limited to a few.
Right.
And it's not necessarily limited by many, you know. Yeah, it's wonderful when you can talk to let's say a Billy Graham, and he said, this is the word. You're going to probably believe that pretty readily. But what about Kevin Smith down the street? You know, you really don't know him, but God can speak through him.
We're at the place where there's the old adage, the old story, I can walk with God. It's easy to walk with God. but it's these other guys that give me a hard time. And God, you're gracious, you're loving, you're all the wonderful attributes, and I have no problem with you. But this other guy and that other guy, it'd be so much easier, Lord, if we could just walk with you by ourselves, just you and me, buddy, you know?
Yeah.
And God laughs because he is created on purpose that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
And he's also designed it that he speaks according to the gift that's in you.
Yeah.
And he also makes me dependent upon that gift.
Mm-hmm.
He really knows how to mess things up. You know, and just about the time you get along with two or three people, what happens? He brings along two or three more.
Yeah. Yep, that's true.
We're in that constant place of growth and learning. And every day I can get up with new enthusiasm in my spirit, a new willingness, taking a new initiative, because all his promises are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the truth.
I love the positive focus and the positive faith. It's so easy, I think, to slip into the negative. To me, looking for the negative within ourselves, I will term it the big rat race. Around and around and around the mountain you go, and you'll go around that mountain forever and you'll die there.
Yep.
But if you focus on the Lord and your brother, you focus on the Lord, you reach in. God is so gracious. He'll impart to you things. I was just talking to the Lord or thanking the Lord today about this. There are certain things in my life that I struggled with for 20, 30, 40 years. And today I realized I'm not struggling with those things anymore because right. I have quit trying to solve them in myself. And I've set my focus and my heart upon Christ in my brothers and sisters, believing for the impartation and God's grace and mercy. And guess what? It works. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon you wake up and go, I'm a different person. And I didn't even try. I didn't try to take care of all those negative things that dogged my life. They just fell off.
Right.
That's change without even, in a sense, trying.
Right.
That's the reward of standing in his presence,
mm-hmm.
because it's an automatic shower. It's an automatic of change of clothes, and you won't even feel it because he's so gentle. He's so wonderful. It's where your focus is.
I think that's so important, what you're saying as far as living those days of focus. It's not always been easy. It's been definitely a struggle, and we would all attest to that. We've had our horrible days and horrible weeks and horrible months and whatever, struggling to keep our focus on the Lord and being pulled here and there by whatever, our flesh. You could probably put any kind of a label on it that drew us away. But God kept drawing us. I mean, again, we're not getting a gold badge out of this saying we were great and we made it through. No, it was all him. It was his grace and mercy that pulled us and picked us back up when we fell down and go, okay, I'm all done, Lord. I can't do this anymore. He goes, okay, son, I'll take care of that. And he right. picks you back up, puts you back on your feet. And we know what that feels like. But yet here we are in a whole new level of awareness of his presence. It's just real. His presence is coming closer and closer within our hearts. I won't say to the earth, because he's actually coming closer and closer to the temple where he dwells, and that's us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to go back to where you were talking about going around the mountain, Ron, and how everybody in creation has gone around that mountain time and time and time again. It's interesting. Only Moses went up that mountain. But the children of Israel were supposed to go up the mountain also. And so what we're talking about here is an ending of going around the mountain and each of us together going up that mountain to see the Father, to connect with him and restore, you know, the thing that he wants. He wants people to be close to him. He wants the relationships. He wants the worship. He dwells in the worship of his saint.
Let's encourage people. Quit going around the mountain. Just climb it.
Yeah.
I think the way you climb the mountain, again, that's different for me. Now it's not my individual effort so much, although there's still some, you know, you still have your personal devotional times and waiting on the Lord, worship, being in His Word, being mm-hmm. with the brethren. But to me, what's happening in my life is I'm finding out the real change, the real climbing the mountain is when I'm in the presence of the brethren. And consistently, not just, you know, once a week or something like that, but consistently throughout the week, spending time with them, relating in the Lord.
Yes.
It's a huge change. It's a huge change.
Right. It's the end of the individuals. God's not, He's interested in a body of people. He wanted the entire Israeli nation as a company of people that would worship Him. He's not looking for Moses. He wanted everybody. And the same as today. I think we're finding the end of the one-man ministry, and we're moving into a many-membered body who have the same word, have the same drive, have the same heart, have the same connection with the Lord individually. And as we bring it together, we're finding, you know what? This is really kind of cool. It's fun to be with people who are saying and believing the same thing. It's incredible. And it is an initiative. If we didn't take an initiative, you know, I could be watching TV right now and I'd be losing out. I really would be, because this to me is where the Lord is meeting.
This was awesome tonight. Just to realize that we can simply open up and receive Christ. You know, my wife, my husband, those who God's placed in my midst, and literally be transformed each day. How does the scripture put it? Line upon line, here a little, there a little. Now we just simply open up, fix our eyes on the Christ in our brother, our sister, and watch the transformational power of God's love slowly shape and create us into His image.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.